Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the curses and the blessings and how not to live under the curse and how to live under the blessings. Even under the new covenant, many people in the church today do not know that the curses and blessings are still in existence. They have never gone away. Every word in the Word of God is still there. It still means exactly what it always meant. If we obey God, He blesses us. If we disobey Him, He curses us. We have missed this. That's why so many people in the church are sick today. They have not appropriated to themselves the blood of Jesus, which under the new covenant has been given to us. But we're going to talk about these things again today. I want you to see and understand these great and awesome principles. So let's come to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day. We praise You for the Word of God. We ask You to reveal to us the truth of the Word of God so we as Your children can walk holy in obedience to Your Word so that we open no door to the devil, so there be no curses, so we'll live under the blessings, so we can walk holy in obedience to Your Word so You can use us to do great and mighty things, and we can therefore walk in divine health because You will keep the enemy from us because of our obedience. We thank You, Father, and praise You for Your principles. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, as we have been talking about in the New Covenant, about we're not supposed to sin, and we're not supposed to go to bed angry because we give place to the devil. So I'm going to continue on today from where I left off last session, that if we go to bed angry, we'd most definitely give the devil a foothold. And no telling what kind of trouble you're in for, he will take advantage of the opportunity to get you. There's no two ways about it. When you disobey God's word, you go to bed angry, and you get up angry in the morning, more than likely you have opened the door to the devil, and more than likely some kind of pain or disease or something will have come upon you. It's very, very common for these things to happen. Just grumbling and complaining. If you grumble and complain for a period of time, you'll be amazed at the pains and the suffering and the sickness and disease that will come to you. God in His Word even told us that if we grumble and complain, He will even send the death angel by. You know, so goodness. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He told us all these things to do, and it's like we don't believe Him. You know, He told us not to sin, but we just go out and do what we want to do, thinking that because we're under grace, we're going to be okay. But you're not under grace when you're walking in sin. You're under the law, and that opens the door to the curse. You have to walk in faith to walk under grace. When you walk in love, then you can walk in faith. And faith is a step above the law. And up there, there is no sickness and disease. So you're walking in the Spirit. But you must stay there to walk in divine health. Now then, I'm going to give you some examples. Again, we're going to go back to the Old Testament a little bit to see a little bit about God. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. I think this is a side of God that most people, they don't see, they don't understand, they don't believe. They don't believe God will do these kind of things. But you got to remember, God is God, and He can do anything He wants to do, but He is our Heavenly Father. He is our dad. And you as a father, or you as a mother, when you have children and your children disobey, don't you reprimand those children? If you do not, you're in trouble. I guarantee you'll raise up some very difficult and impossible children to control if you're not willing to reprimand your children when they disobey you. Well, God's the same way. I'm going to read to you today something about King Saul. Now, King Saul was instructed by the Lord to destroy every Amalekite and all their livestock. I mean, God told him to do it. He told him to destroy them all and all of their livestock. But he flat disobeyed God. he would not do what the Lord told him to do. And because he disobeyed, and for this sin, he received a curse from the Lord. Now, I want you to listen to what's written in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. Listen to this. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. That couldn't be any clearer. Where'd that evil spirit come from? First of all, the Spirit of God. When Saul sinned, the Spirit of the Lord departed from him. Well, today, when you and I have the Spirit of God living in us, if you disobey God, that Spirit can leave. He can leave you. And that power that you would love to have won't be there. So you have to walk in obedience to God's Word if you want God's power to be there. In fact, in the book of Acts, he even says in the book of Acts that I give the Holy Spirit to those that obey me. I remember that. I remember the first time I read that. I thought, wow. He gives the Holy Spirit to those that obey. Well, here, because King Saul, did not obey, the Holy Spirit that he had was removed, and an evil spirit from the Lord came to him. And it says, but in verse 14, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubles him. See, these people understood these principles thousands of years ago far better than we do. Now, the curse of mental illness came upon Saul because of rebellion, which in the Word of God is the sin of witchcraft. Now, sin is the door through which a curse enters. The power behind a curse is a demonic spirit. Now, that's just what Saul got when he disobeyed through his rebellion to God, which is the sin of witchcraft. The Lord removed his own personal Holy Spirit that was guiding and directing him, and then he sent an evil spirit of mental illness to Saul to torment him. And this spirit came and tormented Saul, and even his workers and helpers and people around him knew that he had received this terrible tormenting spirit, and they knew it came from the Lord. Amazing how that we see all these things, but we just can't believe today that God would do these same things to us. I don't know why that we can't believe that a loving God that demands excellence, demands obedience, would have any problem sending an evil spirit to you or I, since he's no respecter of persons. He has no favorites. He treats every one of us exactly the same. You disobey, you go into sin, you get a demon. It's just that simple. So the secret is, don't sin. Now then, there's another rule or a law that provides, the law itself provided no remedy for a curse. This is devastating to think about. There was no grace imparted to those who sinned under the law. The curse came without a remedy. The Word of God declares. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Very clear. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So everybody was under a curse. Since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and none is righteous, not one single one, the curse has come upon every one, every human being, in the whole world has a curse upon you because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. David's case was a good example of what happens whenever the curse comes upon you. David broke the commandments of God. God clearly said in his word, you shall not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. David did both of these things. David committed adultery with a woman that was not his wife, another man's wife. And then he killed the woman's husband. Really a nice guy. And then after that, David got caught. The Lord knows everything you and I do. You can't hide not one single thing from him. He knows where everybody is. He knows what everybody's doing every second of every day. And what a shame that we do these things and God is there watching us in our wickedness. Wow. It's amazing. But David, even after he was told that he was caught and he'd done all these things, David repented with bitter tears. I mean, he realized, if you read Psalm 51, you'll see what David did. Still, when Nathan confronted David, now he announced the curse. Now, when he announced the curse that God had imparted, and it is in this next verse. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10 says, now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and I will give them unto your neighbors. And he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord has put away your sin, but you shall not die. Howbeit, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord. Now think about this. Let's read that closely in 2 Samuel 12:14. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast done, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. He has given place to the enemies of the Lord. Who technically are the enemies of God? That's Satan and his host of demons.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.